and 9 p.m. on the Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater. 146.655 megahertz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? January 19th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming an echo controller, please contact the club member and we can set that up. If an echo controller has not started the net, at 9 p.m., so has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations that would like to check in?
KD2AIT repeater, KA3TFB, Bill from Franklin Park, Borough. I'm the last one that's at this time on the Echolink system. I'll give it back to you. Over.
All right. Very good, Bill. Well, how are things down by you? I hope you had a decent day for the weather besides the cold and maybe a little bit of sunshine. We had a peek of it here a little bit, but nothing to speak of. So how things are going down by you?
Roger, Roger, fine business. I'm flabbergasted. I didn't even say that right, but I am. 37 degrees. We're above the freezing mark. We'll stay above the freezing mark all night. We'll go down to 34. Sorry about the sun not shining up there. We had it here most of the day in trying to thaw out. I'll tell you, when it got 3 degrees the other night there, that temperature had a bite to it. Just to walk out through there to start your car up, boy, that just bites you. And, of course, it was a tough wind along with it. But, hey, we're struggling here. Our nose is above the water, so it can't be all that bad. And we're going to continue to work all year here, and maybe all half a year next year, and we might call it quits, if you know what I mean. And I have some bad news for you. I did not win the Powerball. Maybe someone up in New York got it. Hey, back to net control. Hey, good evening to everyone on the net, and best of the evening to you. And we'll be listening from KA3TFB through the Echolink system. Back over to Bob. Over.
Roger, Bill. Well, I know what you mean with not winning the lottery. We certainly didn't either, and I'm sure there's quite a few that didn't. But, well, one of those things, you know, in for a penny, in for a pound, I guess. You get kind of a kick out of it, really. But that would have been wonderful to, well, I don't know how many would have shared that. But my sentiment there would have been, you know, you have a say 100 million, it would be nice to have 100 millionaires instead of probably two or three. I think that would help the economy better, but well, they have a way of doing it, and that seems to be their the better way, I guess. I don't know. Well, up here we had a little bit on the cool weather all day. Didn't really get too warm. I think the high here, we might have gotten in the, barely in the low 20s. I don't think maybe even that high, but didn't pay a whole lot of attention to it. But anyway, I figured you might have a little warmer temperature down by you, and I'm glad you did. At least it gives you a little breather from the cold. we had a couple of nights that were sub-zero ourselves. Okay, with there not being any other Echo Lake stations, I'll move along to pick up regular members and guests. This is N5AOW, Net Control, for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KC2WI. WA to you.
All right, very good. We've got John, WA to you. KC2WIP. Now, if I sound a little plugged up, I am, and it kind of overlaps in the speech sometimes. Pete, what's going on with you? I hope you had a good day today.
KC2WI, no, I didn't really have a good day. I tried to stick to business and, you know, chores and whatever, and it seems like I didn't get a lot done, but I didn't have any fun either. And, today was the Thursday. Today was the fourth day, the fourth day of cleaning up from the big storm. I still spent an hour and a half today. I didn't drive anywhere because I didn't have any on-site jobs, and I just didn't go out. I kept either working around here or I went for a snowmobile ride yesterday. And all my time that I wasn't actually doing anything else, I was out clearing snow Monday, Tuesday, yesterday, and today. I got the snow off the top. I had to shovel it off the top of the car. It was compacted so hard. And move that out and clean the rest of the driveway out. It's really good. And then pull the jacker back in and hook the trailer up and pull that out to the snowbank and shovel the 2 feet of snow off of that. And, you know, by golly, I just went out again with my pusher shovel and scraped off the new inch or so of snow. It's actually pretty nice out right now. It's dead calm, and it's not cold. It's 23 degrees, and there's no stars, so it's overcast, but it's really calm. And I almost was thinking of hopping on the snowmobile and just maybe going down to take the old Polaris and go down the railroad trail to Burris Crossing and back just to do something. But I decided now I'm going to go to bed early and I'm going to get up in the morning, and if I don't get any phone calls, my thing that was going to be scheduled tomorrow, we ended up doing next week. I think I'm just going to go out early if the weather is nice. If it's really crummy, maybe I'll go out in the car and go to town like I've been putting off for 3 days. So that's about it here. I can't think of any other really interesting things going on, I guess. But how much snow you got up there?
Well, I think on the ground now, Pete, we probably have 6 inches. It's settled quite a bit. I think we accumulated maybe an inch today. But I think the attrition from melt probably counteracted that. It's just been dwindling down, you know, even though it's been light snow continuous at times. Just really hasn't built up a whole lot.
So I'm guessing if you only have 6 inches, it can't be that old forge has any more than that, or not a lot more. I mean, lake effect is a funny thing, but I would think if you don't have it, then, you know, east of you, well, they're north of you a little too, I guess, but have you heard how it is up that way?
I'll tell you what, you hear all kinds of stories from up there, boy, and they embellish it quite a bit. I heard all the other day, well, they got a foot and a half of fresh snow. Well, I was up there for a couple of hours. might have an inch more than we do, but I just kind of laugh at it, really. I don't think the accumulation is a heck of a lot more than what we have.
Yeah, well, the reason I ask is this weekend is the state has a free, the state declared, out-of-state riders, or Canadian, whatever, as long as your snowmobile is registered wherever you come from and you have insurance, free pass for the weekend on New York trails, and Old Forge, the same as they did last year, said, okay, so we'll waive the permit for this weekend as well. And last year I got up, and I never rode up there because I never bought a permit. So last year I actually rode from here, kind of a back way, but, and made a big loop around into town and had lunch and then headed up and ended up at Big Moose Station and, around whatever trail, I don't know, whatever, over back over to the Brandingham Trail through, I didn't go all the way to Stillwater, that comes over from Stillwater Road and I don't remember what that road is, Big Logan Road. And, hooked into the, I don't know what the road's called on the north side, McCarty, I think it's the end of McCarty Road and then down you turn south, it turns into 10 Mile Crossing Road, whatever. I don't know how many miles I rode, but it was a nice ride. Most of it except the, I shouldn't say that, half of it had never been on before. A lot of the time up in the Old Forge area there, and north, towards Big Moose Station and all that. And I was thinking of doing it again, but it doesn't sound like it'd be worth it because probably there's not that much snow and there's going to be a lot of people up there anyway. So I think, I don't know if you agree with me, but it sounds like if they only got 6 inches of snow or even 12, it's going to be beat pretty quick.
You're on that. Yeah, I know what you mean there, Pete. Usually it takes, if you're out on the trails, it usually takes a foot and a half anyway to make it at least a halfway decent ride with the sled. So you, you're not hitting the stones and the ground that often. But, I have a kind of a rub with that, what you were talking about with the licensing. When you think about that, that whole perspective is wrong. At least I feel like it is. You have a car registered here. You can drive anywhere in the state. You have a snowmobile in another state. You cannot, and it's all done through DMV, and you cannot come up and ride here without having to purchase a rider or whatever it is they require. And I think that's a total rip-off. I think it's totally wrong. That's just my opinion. But I don't feel it's right to anybody that owns a sled from out of state. It's done through DMV. It's a motor vehicle, basically. And it should be treated the same as your car, my truck, my wife's car, or my cousin's vehicle somewhere in another state. And, I'm getting on a soapbox with that, but that's been a rub with me for a long time, and I don't understand why they do it the way they do, other than the fact that they're getting more money, and that's what it comes down to. So, with that, I'll pass it back to you for any further comment, Pete. KC2WYN5AOW.
There's two issues. One is the Old Forge permit, and the Old Forge permit is kind of like the thruway. You can drive on most roads, but you have a toll on the thruway theoretically to pay for the maintenance. But what I don't like about the Old Forge permit is you cannot ride from one side of Old Forge to the other. So it's right in the middle of the public system. You've got to pay a permit. There's no way around, as opposed to, say, the thruway. You don't have to go on the thruway. You can go on Route 20 or whatever. And the state system, I don't know if, it probably didn't used to be this way, but the club 10 years ago got together and said, listen, we're all volunteering, we're all doing all this stuff for free, and there, a few people are paying dues to the clubs and, you know, donating and whatever, and everybody's got to pay. So that's how the you know, the registration fee got raised, and so I know what you're saying about the out of state, but you know, the people that come here from somewhere else, got to figure out a way for them to pay for all this stuff. You know, the Branningham Snowmads just picked up another groomer from a place up along the lakeshore or something. Got a good deal. A good deal. It was $28,000, and they got to do work on it. You know, so, I know what you're saying, but anyway, we'll have to, we could talk about this after the net or something. KC2WI back.
Roger on that. Yeah, I agree with that. Okay, John, you've been standing by.
That are out there, anyone on the Echo Link that may have popped in, had a good day here today. Didn't do a whole lot, went out and tonight prepped the foyer area. Got all vacuumed up and cleaned up and waiting for the carpet people to arrive tomorrow. So everything's out of that area, not too big of an area, about 13 and a half by 23 or something like that. But anyways, some of which is we've had tiled, so I guess a lot of that, Kathy's got a lot of it painted the way she wants it, and I went out and took the tape and some of the stuff down, so it'll take place hopefully at around 9:30 tomorrow morning, barring any strange weather. And I don't know, it was about 20 degrees, so I'm not sure I trust the thermometer. Sometimes I think the RF gets into it, electronics of it, makes it do bizarre things, so I'll have to verify that. And did some stuff on CDs today, and bust some stuff down in the cellar and organizing. Yeah, it's kind of interesting, the whole licensing thing with snowmobiles and boats and the rules and regulations and, you know, it's motorcycles, I guess, and it's all the same rules and different rules and regulations with the pistol permits and what state you go to, what state you can't go to, and can't go to New York City, and, well, I always said New York City's a different state anyways. That's the 51st state, but that's just my comment. Anyways, but, speaking of snowmobiles, I heard an accident up in, I had the scanner on here and listen off and on up in, it was Moose River or something. I thought I heard a snowmobile accident up there. The DEC's frequency became active, and, so that wasn't good. We're into the winter where you hear all kinds of things. Somebody else decided to, tangle with their snowblower. Why people do this is just beyond me. They think they lost three fingers in their effort up on North Lake Road or something. So some craziness. You know, it's like when the lawnmower season, when people go out there and do crazy stuff with lawnmowers and chainsaws and stuff. So we're really, we're in January, but in some aspects, the winter for some people is just starting. So I don't know how that all turned out, but not a whole lot going on, so thanks for doing the net, Bob. I'm trying to think if there's anything radio-wise, not that I can think of, so I will turn it back over to you, and we'll say good evening to everyone. And Kathy should be here tomorrow with her voice and everything for the net, WA2 back tonight.
WA2U, okay, John, yeah, I know what you mean with, trying to get things ready with the house. You've been working at that for a long time, and I hope the carpet and everything gets put in or laid down and set up the way you want. You know, that's one of those things that you're really fussy about. I know we had carpet put in here years ago, and everything seemed to shift a little bit. I don't, you know, that gets into another ball game altogether, and I don't even want to get into that, so. Well, anyway, you have a good one, and I hope Kathy's voice and everything is pretty much back to normal. I think I'm, somewhat losing mine from time to time tonight. At one point, I thought it was going to be gravelly, but it's probably a... But anyway, you have a good evening, John. Glad you checked in, and say hi to Kathy for us. Yeah, we'll make another call. This is N5ALW.
This is Kilo Delta 2, Juliet, Whiskey Charlie, Matt, and Oneana on Echo Link.
Oh, very good, Matt. Glad you checked in. I figured you were probably standing by somewhere and trying to get in there. Yeah, I was running through my notes here a little earlier. There was something I was going to mention, and I totally forgot it again. Anyway, how are things with you? I hope you had a good day today.
Yes, I checked in a little late. I was on the other radio with someone helping them out with their radio. But had a pretty decent day. Currently showing 26 degrees. No wind chill. 26 degrees, which is actually kind of nice because I ran out of coal last night. So now I got to make a trip down to PA and get some coal. But been pretty decent, successful working on paperwork and stuff. You know, being fire chief, more paperwork, more paperwork. More requirements, more guidelines, so they keep me pretty busy there. So I had today off of work. I've actually been off pretty much all week, except for a couple of days we had to go salt or maybe scrape some parking lots up a little bit because snow was drifting or something. But been pretty decent today. Got a bunch of things accomplished. Hopefully tomorrow I can take and get the last two pieces of countertop installed for the other half, so she'll be happy. Then it'll be kind of nice for me because I won't have to trip over it anymore. This is KD2JWC, back to net control.
Okay, very good, Matt. I'm glad you at least had a decent day today, and probably the weather treated you fairly well. It seems like temperature-wise, we're not too far apart. We were in, we're in the very low 20s right now, possibly rolled over to the high teens. But other than that, I think it's going to be quite a bit warmer tomorrow. I think the forecast when I looked at it midday today for tomorrow was going to be about 37 and cloudy, so I'm hoping that holds true. I got to make a trip, and maybe the weather will have a little bit of a break there. Okay, 73. Have a good day today, and a better one tomorrow. Take care, Matt. Are there any other check-ins? This is N5ALW.
And to KPR.
And to KPR. Rich, how are you today?
Well, according to two doctors I went to go see today, they said I'm doing fine, so I guess I'm doing all right. I got up this morning, my eyes were open, so that started my day off great. Kind of sunny, it was beautiful there for a while. And it started snowing a little bit. I don't know how cold it is outside, I haven't been out since this afternoon, but I felt the temperature dropping later on this afternoon. And when I headed back up towards Booville, that's when it started hitting the snow just around Barneville, Maple there. And it kept getting heavier as we came up, so. But it was still fairly warm when I got home. It was comfortable. And I was not in a very heavy jacket. So, outside of that, and I was downstairs playing bingo when you guys, when the game, when the Nets started. We got done a little later tonight. But we had a good time anyway. Thank you, Bob. And to keep you 73 is everybody on board. And to keep you
on. Okay, Rich. Well, I'm glad you had a fairly decent day and you got home safe anyway. Yeah, the snow's been kind of crazy. It's a little bit blustery today, and having a short period of time, not really a whiteout type snow, but just a steady kind of a medium snow. And then it went to just light, steady snow, probably for a couple hours, but it really didn't accumulate much here. Okay, you have a excellent evening and a good day tomorrow. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Well, my day was good. I went out with the dog. Dog had a run, and then I got the truck and cleaned up a little bit of snow here and there that I might have either skipped or just wanted to make a little cleaner approach or whatever. So that was pretty much it. Came in lunchtime and got some things done downstairs, a couple little minor wood projects, and then relaxed a bit. So that was the total of the day. And watched a good movie later on in the afternoon. That worked out good. Alright. Not hearing any comments, queries, or late check-ins, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. Boy, I better do this before I lose my voice altogether. I want to thank everyone that checked in. Rich, Matt, John, Pete, and Bill down in Pennsylvania. And I hope everyone has a fine evening. 73 to everyone. Take care. Have a good day tomorrow. N5 AOW clear.
Bob, just a quick question, WATO.
Certainly, John. Go ahead.
Thanks again for doing the net. The club dues, do they do a certain time of the year, or are they just whenever you pay them? In other words, the clock starts from you. If you can answer that. Kathy and I were talking about that the other day.
Yeah, usually, I don't know, we've done it in the November or December meeting at times, and sometimes in the January meeting. But I suppose whatever meeting you make and you want to do the membership at that time, I believe they'll always accept it.
Okay, I'm trying to remember who the treasurer is.
I know, and I can't think of his name right now. That's terrible. And I should, but I've got about a 10-second memory, and it doesn't seem to help me at times, John.
Was that Dick? WD280X, was it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I'll get his call book address. Okay, thanks. Thank you. Have a good evening. WATU73.
Okay, John. WA2U and 5 AOW clear.
This is KD2JWC. Thank you, everyone, for the use of this repeater and allowing us to be able to check in on the nets. I will be clear of this repeater and hope to catch everyone tomorrow evening. KD2JWC is clear.
KD2AIT repeater, KA3PFP, logging off through the Echo Link system. Indeed, a good evening to all. Nighty-night.
Looking for further stations, with or without traffic. This is the United County Traffic. all further stations with or without traffic.
Mark.
Okay, very good. I thank you very much for your support of us.